Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Aubie Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Aubie Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Welcome to Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Aubie Goldhawk, and I'm crazy excited to bring my guest on today. But before I do, I'm going to tell you and tease it a little bit, because there's so much information out there that you need to know if you are a kind of a budding real estate investor, if you're a pro real estate investor, even if you're a small business owner and you're looking for that next trend, you're looking for that next city to go to. Many of you know I invest in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a huge fan of single-family flips, even single-family rentals and multifamily apartment complexes. But there's so much activity. What do we do next? Today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about those cities that could change the way that you invest, only because you probably should be looking at them very seriously. There are two states as well that we're going to kind of spill the beans on a little bit, kind of spill our little secrets on, and some of the predictions that we have of what 2018 has to bring you. That's what's coming up today. My guest and good friend, Greg Rand, is the founder and CEO of Own America. And to give you a little bit of an insight into what Own America has done, they are the first platform online for single-family rental owners to offer their portfolios online. They're the first platform online where you can go and buy a portfolio, where you can build your portfolio, and you can learn a lot about markets. It's crazy. I'm actually in studio right now taking a look at the website, and you can see for yourself. You can click on the featured portfolios. You can click on Atlanta being the first one, for example, and it gives you a complete breakdown of the financials, and I haven't seen anything like this online. So go check it out at ownamerica.com. But I wanted to bring Greg on so we can start talking about some of these cities, what's been making sense, what hasn't been making sense. And let me tell you something. I would, if I were you, take out a crayon or a colored pencil or a pen, piece of paper, and start taking some notes. Because if you're looking at building your single-family rental portfolio for 2018, or you're just looking at getting into the game, understanding your backyard, understanding what indicators you should be looking at, and also understanding the cities that you should possibly look into. Because real estate is local, but it's something that you can absolutely do even if the property that you're buying isn't in your backyard. I live in Atlanta. I'm looking at buying property in Chattanooga, for example. I really like Chattanooga, even Detroit. Start taking a look at these areas as possibilities and don't just deny the city a chance because you live in a totally different city. So my friend Greg has a couple of thoughts on that as well. Greg, you with me?
With you. Thanks, Avi.
Hey, you got it. So if you don't mind, tell our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, you mentioned it. I appreciate the introduction. Own America is a dream of mine going back 20-some years. I've been in the real estate business my whole life, half my childhood, too. My family had a real estate company up in New York. But I always thought the industry was underplaying its hand. You know, the industry that sells homes primarily to owner-occupants with the purpose of home ownership, which is all great, except for the fact that single-family homes are literally the most prolific wealth-creating assets on the planet, single-family homes in the United States specifically, and yet the industry wasn't serving them that way. It wasn't presenting them that way, and it wasn't really helping people, like you help people, to figure out how to kind of bulletproof their financial future using housing as the playing field. And so after a bunch of years running a pretty good-sized real estate company in New York, I said goodbye to that business and sold it to my brothers, and which, by the way, I thought they were going to, like, cry and beg me to stay, and they didn't. They shook hands and told me, don't forget to write. But that's a different story. We started this company back in 2010, and the whole purpose was to show the world that the housing crisis was not going to be a permanent meltdown. It was actually an opportunity. A lot of rental households were going to be created, and so therefore people that had faith in the housing market that understood that housing is the root instrument through which you invest and place a bet on the future prosperity of the United States, one parcel at a time, right? And we have a lot of love in our heart for these investors. We like these rough-handed, calloused entrepreneurs. They're smart. They're humble. They're cool to be around. And nobody had done anything for them before, except for guys like you, who taught them and advised them and mentored them. But where was the technology, right? Where was the websites? Where were the tools to make the process easier, less risky, more transparent, and more creative and entrepreneurial? And so we set out to build those kind of tools, and now all these years later, we've got a cool business and a lot of happy customers and a lot of momentum.
Now, I'm with you. I'm really impressed with, one, like you're saying, the tech. The ease of tech and the ease of data that's everywhere, right? It's hard to go two or three or four steps or just take a look at a couple of online websites and then not run into the data that you need. It's how do we understand this data, use this data then to, one, predict what's going to happen this year and then take action accordingly. So let's start there. What are some of your predictions for 2018 for the single family rental market?
Well, I think in housing overall, 2018, as we wrapped up the year, we're seeing that home ownership, depending on who measures it, did increase. It had been going down. The percentage of households in America that were homeowners had been declining for half a decade. And I believed it was going to come back in 2017 because optimism was back. Optimism is strong right now. You know, business optimism, the stock market, consumer confidence, the holiday spending season was off the charts. And so all those things tell me that we're going to have a very, very good year in the home ownership rate ticking up. And you might think, well, is that good for investing? And the answer is yeah. Even though the number of rental households might decline this year, or I shouldn't say it that way, the number of households that are rentals will not decline. The percentage might decline. But the household creation is so rapid right now that even though it's creating more home ownership households, there's still a surge in rental household creation. But the point of it is that optimism drives the housing market, okay? Or the housing market thrives on optimism. When people are feeling good, when they're feeling like their job is safe, when their neighbors who were unemployed got a job, or just overall, they see their companies growing and investing, they feel confident about their situation, that causes capital to flow into tangible assets like real estate, whether you're going to buy to invest or buy to live in it. And that just lifts all boats. So increases in home ownership as a result of increases in consumer confidence, that just means that properties become more valuable. People are willing to spend more on rents to live in a nicer place because they feel comfortable with their job. It's overall just a positive thing. So it's going to be a great year in the housing market again in 2018. And from the standpoint of investors, I just came from another conference where the top investors in the country meet. I mean, like the big Wall Street types. And so a lot of big data and very deep analysis, people with advanced degrees in economics and analytics presenting the year-end data. And everybody's shot from a cannon right now. Everybody's fired up about continuing to grow these big national portfolios, but also leading the charge for all the entrepreneurs, where my heart really is, who want to build their portfolio of 10 to 20, or 20 to 50, or 50 to 250.
That's right.
And so on and so forth.
No, for sure. I cannot wait to actually start asking you what you learned at that conference and how we can apply that to some of the acquisition strategies here in 2018 right now as we start getting going. But I must say, I totally agree with you about consumer confidence. I take Uber everywhere. I feel like I'm one of the few real estate investors that's left in the country that just doesn't have a car, and I live in Atlanta. So there's a lot to talk about. Uber drivers are giddy. I'm giddy. And the malls are filled, and I love that. Listen up. Here's what you got to do. Go to thinkrealty.com. There's a lot of great information that you have to start understanding and you have to assimilate into your mind so you can make the right decisions. Also, do me a huge favor and show my friend and guest, Greg Rand, some love. Go to ownamerica.com. You know what? You got to go there. You will be floored with the amount of information he and his team have available about markets. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Welcome back, Think Realty listeners. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Greg Grand, founder and CEO of OwnAmerica.com. Before the break, we were talking about investor confidence, consumer confidence, and I just have to say, you know, during the holiday season, I was walking the malls and I was bumping into people left and right. I'm taking Uber and Lyft and all these car sharing services, and everybody seems to be talking about real estate. Everybody seems to be buying property. Everybody seems to want to at least get into investing of some kind. And I think that's a good thing. You know, I think that's a good thing, but I'm also generally a little bit bearish. I'm always one to be kind of pessimistically optimistic, if you will. If you want to learn a little bit more about my thoughts, where I'm investing, what I'm doing, go to thinkrealty.com. Or you know what? If you have a question for me directly, this is an open invitation to stalk me online. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn. Get in touch with me. Go to abigolhar.com if you have any questions. But also make sure that you check out Think Realty as well. There's so many good, awesome video modules that I've created, as well as writing for their digital magazine and their print magazine, which is amazing to read as well. So make sure you pick up a copy of that. Greg, let's get back to where we were before the break. Tell me about your thoughts about the two states that you mentioned that you didn't want to spill the secret sauce on, but you said that you would. So what's up with these states? What are these cities that you like in the states? What's going on with it?
Great. I'm glad you asked. So one of the things, as you know, Avi, that I love about my job is I like to think of myself as Jim Cramer for real estate markets, right? I find it fascinating to track the behavior of people, where they're going, why they're going there. We know that people like to live indoors and we like to have backyards, and so single-family homes is the way to invest. If you can get a vibe and feel for the way population is moving, and the reasons why it's moving, it's a very, very common sense oriented methodology investing in real estate. You know, a lot of people get really excited about investing in the stock market and picking stocks of products they enjoy to use. And it's that sort of classic choosing of investments based upon your own personal intuition. And nothing is better than the housing market to do that same kind of stuff. So I look for things that are off the beaten track. Everybody knows that Atlanta is a phenomenal market to invest in, and I totally agree. And so I kind of see it as my job to bring people's attention to other places that they may not have seen. And a couple of things happen. You know how sometimes, like when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you see that car everywhere where you didn't see it before? Like all of a sudden you're a couple of stars align and you begin to notice signals and clues that something might be up. That happened with me recently. And in two ways. One, I was at this conference where the big data brains in the real estate business share data sets and analysis about a variety of things, including which states and markets are the hottest ones in terms of current investing and the hottest potential ones based upon where the highest yields are, where the best appreciation is likely to be, things like that, right? And lo and behold, I'm sitting there looking up at this map, and Alabama and Mississippi show up as the two most piping hot markets in the country, states in the country, based upon net yield, based upon gross yield. And those are not, as you know, those are not two of the hottest investment markets when it comes to Wall Street's penetration of the single-family market.
Right.
Those two were kind of sleepers. And so I dug into it, and But what really jumped off the page at me when I saw that was that I said, where have I been hearing about Mississippi and Alabama lately? Like, this is ringing a bell. And I remembered that two different people in literally the last 10 days had talked about vacations they took or business trips they took to Jackson, Mississippi, for example, where a guy said, I've never been there. I was going to go there. I was like, oh, geez, I got to go to Jackson. He didn't know what to expect. And what he found was a vibrant town, a charming town, a great food culture there, a great nightlife culture there. He found, and the people were a big part of the draw. It's kind of like when you go to Ireland. The people are the tourist attraction in Ireland, right? The people
that's
in
right.
The pubs. Well, in Jackson, that's what he described to me. It was just this great, warm, nice place to visit. He can't wait to go back again. And he was kind of dreading going there because he didn't know what to expect. And that's interesting, right? How do you not know what to expect? Same time, my wife and all of her college girlfriends are all planning their annual trip. And they're looking for a really cool place that was going to be affordable for them to go to, where they'd be able to be beachfront. And this whole northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, Panhandle of Florida, they all found phenomenal opportunities, phenomenal deals, and these towns on the waterfront that I'd never heard of before, okay? Places that, when I saw the pictures, I was stunned by how beautiful the beaches are. When I read the reviews, I was impressed with how people were just floored by the quality of the vacation and the cost of it being as modest as it was. And so these two things are happening at the same time. And then I go to the conference and I see I see these two states as being highlighted as the most profitable states to invest in. And that's when it all kind of clicks, you know, all the different pieces of the lock click into place. And it's like, I know what's happening here. The people in these states are trying to keep a secret from the rest of us. Right?
It seems that way.
They don't want Yankees like me. I'm a North Carolina guy now, but I'm a New Yorker by birth.
Yeah.
They don't want us down there. They like it the way it is. They want to keep it quiet. They're not bragging on their markets because they want to keep it to themselves. And I hope they're not mad at me for saying this on a national radio show, but I'm going to dig in deeper. And as I have, using our data and technology, I discovered, for example, that Jackson, Mississippi, the place that nobody knows about, we have a portfolio for sale there, and the portfolio is yielding a very strong, north of 10% gross yield, but the price appreciation index, our price appreciation index is very simple. It takes a 20-year average of the market, okay? So I don't care what it did last week or what it's going to do next week. I care how it's done for the last 20 years, because the last 20 years we've had wartime, mm-hmm. peacetime, Democrats, Republicans, dogs and cats. We've had everything in the last 20 years. And if you can see the way a market
right.
performs during that stress test of the 2000s, where it went up and came back down again, you get a feel for how resilient the population is in that market and how strong the local real estate economy is. The national average of appreciation in the housing market is 3.44%, 20-year average. Jackson, Mississippi is 4.81. 4.81 is substantially higher than 3.44 over
absolutely.
That kind of period of time.
Absolutely.
Major aha moment. And what goes into an appreciation rate like that is resilience. It's people go there and don't want to leave. It's people are drawn there. Businesses go there and thrive. It's just there's so many components that go together to build that kind of appreciation. I'm talking like that's like better than Washington, D.C., the power center of the universe, right?
Right.
And Jackson, Mississippi is hiding down there in plain sight, putting those kind of numbers up.
Wow.
So I think I found a hidden gem.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be I'm going to see if I can just stalk you somehow, because I need to get on this train before everybody else does. Well, you know, granted, we're in a bunch of different cities and we broadcast to hundreds of thousands of people a week. So that might be a little tough now, Greg. I think we might be facing some pretty tough competition. But I must say, too, I'm looking at this portfolio that you have on your site. You're looking at a 10 and three quarters rate of return annually, solid cash flow numbers from what it looks like. And what I love about the way that you've broken everything down on ownamerica.com, you have the asking price, you have the monthly rent, you have the annual rent, obviously that's a multiplier, vacancy amount, which not a lot of people take into account, which you should. You have the effective rent, gross yield, property taxes, management costs, maintenance costs, insurance costs, annual HOA. I want to talk more about this when we come back, but listen up. Think Realty listeners, there's so much more to talk about here. We're going into the next markets you should take a look at. Coming up next with Greg Grant, founder and CEO of Own America. And while you're at it, check out thinkrealty.com. Ask me a question or two. It might just change your life. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Welcome back, Think Realty listeners. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. And if you haven't done so, check out thinkrealty.com. I say that over and over and over again because here's why. This game is about relationships. The more people you know, the more information you have, and the more action you can take on the information. But in order to make sure that you're actually in the right spaces and paying attention to the right people, you need to be following the right mindset. Think Realty has the right mindset, and we have a lot of events that we will be putting on this year, most specifically the one next month in Dallas. Come check us out. It's in February. It's going to be a blast. I'm going to be there. Let's shake some hands. Let's come on out. It's going to be awesome. And exactly the type of information that you're getting on the show every single day from me here, that and more will be at these events. So go check it out, thinkrealty.com. My guest today is Greg Rand, founder and CEO of Own America. And we've been talking about markets. We've been talking about what these big data brains at some of these Wall Street type conferences tell us and share with us. And we just got done telling you that Alabama and Mississippi are two sleeper states that you should not be sleeping on. In fact, there's significant yields that you can get in these states, and you should definitely, definitely be paying attention to it. If you haven't scheduled your next vacation for this year, I think Greg and I highly recommend that you do. So, Greg, let's talk about Detroit. I know during the break we were talking a little bit about why Detroit's a winner, why you like Detroit. There's a lot that Dan Gilbert has done for the city. And you also mentioned that at the conference you were at in December, there was a lot of talk about Detroit over and over and over and over and over again. Why is that?
Yeah, well, you know what? Detroit was not a buy. A couple of years ago, it was one of the only places in the country that I could not see my way clear to telling the positive story about in terms of being an investment market. And the turnaround has been incredible, right? First thing, somebody came to me at the conference and said, what do you think of Detroit? I said, it's a buy. And he says, well, 2 years ago you told me it wasn't. I said, yeah, but it's changed. Things have changed. And what those things are is that the corruption in the city that caused so much of the blight in the city of Detroit got cleaned up. You know, it's a beautiful thing to see when politicians actually get their arms around something. In this case, it was the state government that put an emergency manager in place. They went through the bankruptcy process, and they negotiated with the creditors to get out from under. But they didn't just go back to the old way of doing things. You know, you didn't just clear out the bankruptcy and then start over again to go and recreate the same terrible situation. They put that emergency manager in place. They cleaned up the corruption. They put them on their best behavior, and they're going to allow them to take more control over the finances of their city over time as they demonstrate that they're capable of doing that responsibly. That was a huge benchmark to clear. Secondly, all the pain in Detroit is still priced in. You know, we talk a lot about long-term price appreciation as an indicator of kind of a lot of factors coalescing together to come up with one index that kind of tells the story. And Detroit, over the last 20 years, has depreciated. It's basically almost a point of depreciation going back 20 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, the country has done 3.44% per year on average for the last 20 years, and Detroit has actually lost money, but it's turning. If you look at the charts, go to ownamerica.com, pick one of the Detroit portfolios and find the price appreciation index chart. You see it going down during the housing crisis, staying down there, and now it's ticking up. That means that the yields are off the charts high because the prices are so inexpensive and the rents are much higher as a percentage of the value of the property. So the yields are fantastic. And usually when you have double-digit yields, you don't have much in the way of appreciation because that's the way the cookie crumbles, right? That's the way it plays out. There's a balancing act there.
Yeah.
Here, we've got the pain of the last 10, 20 years of Detroit is still priced into the market, but the storm has passed, okay? And you add to that the fact that what is happening in the auto industry, like I think a lot of businesses and the big three automakers are definitely in this camp. They figured out the way that you butter up this president. You don't have to love him to recognize this fact. The way you butter up President Trump is you give him a press conference where he can take credit for thousands of jobs coming back to America, right? That's the way you grease this politician, right? You don't send him a check. You give him a press conference. They all gave him press conferences. They all committed to thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of investment right in Motor City. And there are announcements. You can find them in the press, announcements of specific factories that are being reopened or expanded. And when you have major corporations like that doing that, you have all the satellites that swirl around them doing the same thing. So you're about to see, or you're just now seeing the beginnings of a jobs boom in, of all places, Detroit, Michigan. And it's based upon the thing that they lost so many years ago, which is the auto industry. And so that negotiation of the government saying to the unions, chip in, to the companies, make the investment, and the government saying, I'm going to give everybody a tax break in order to bring all the parties together, is creating a perfect storm situation where the pain is past,
yeah,
the storm is past, the job growth is now being cemented, and the prices haven't really shown it yet.
Yeah.
And so you have an opportunity to buy Detroit in the beginning of what I'm hoping is going to be a generational resurgence of the city.
I certainly hope so. I mean, I was born and raised in Kalamazoo. I visit Detroit fairly often when I go visit my brother or my folks. My brother lives in Canton, which isn't too far away from the Detroit airport. And every time I go back, I see downtown, and I was investing in Detroit in 2003, 4, and 5. And it was terrible, man. I mean, it was a really rough town. And the challenge with that, I was looking at these statistics even back then, and it was in the early 2000s, Detroit was losing its population by the thousands,
right,
every year, right? Probably every quarter. I wouldn't be surprised if Detroit at some point in time was losing 10 to 15% of its population year after year for a period of multiple years. That was partly due to the auto industry totally crashing and burning. And it's also due to a lack of faith and a lack of trust of Detroit citizens in its leadership and in its city council, right? Detroit's been plagued by that. But it's really good to see finally somebody taking ownership and finally somebody saying, hey, you know what? We're going to make a stand. And this person, I think the catalyst for this was what we were talking about, Dan Gilbert. Right. You have Quicken Loans that comes and he moves into his entire company into Detroit. And you have a lot of other factors that help stimulate Detroit. And all of a sudden, if I wanted to rent in downtown Detroit, I'm probably paying like Atlanta rents. And it's really interesting to see that. And I'll share that with my friends and other investors that I know and other players in the market. And they're like, are you kidding me? Detroit's still the armpit that it was. I'm like, oh, au contraire. It's not. It is a bustling revival of what you're saying, the generational quality that I'm very, very interested to see. And if investors have the opportunity, take a look. Do not sleep on Detroit. It's going to be a powerhouse, I feel, in the next 10 or 15 years. So that's a very, very interesting play. And really quickly, what are your thoughts on Chattanooga, Tennessee? We have about 30 seconds, but I wanted to cover Chattanooga because I feel like it's this tech hub kind of wannabe, but it's coming into its own. There are a lot of people moving there. Gary Vaynerchuk is somebody that I follow who's a big media guy, but he has just expanded to Chattanooga. What are your thoughts and why do you think this is happening for the city?
Yeah, Chattanooga is Nashville Light, okay, or it's Nashville Next. It's probably the way to say it. We look for cities that are off the radar but have all the same fundamentals as other cities that are squarely on the radar. Like, I like Augusta, Georgia, if Atlanta's too crowded. I like Columbia, South Carolina, if Charlotte's too crowded for you in terms of investor crowds. So Chattanooga, not only does it have a really cool name, and that is enough to give some attention, but you're right. It's got the tech. It's got the coolness. It's got the hipster crowd coming in there. But all you have to do is look at what Nashville's done for the last 10 years and 15 years, and that's what you can expect in the next 10 and 15 years in Chattanooga.
That's fair. And that probably leads to the discussion of if everybody's investing in primary markets, maybe we should look at secondary markets as well. Think Realty. Listeners, listen up. There are two things that I want you to do. You know what it is. Number one, go to ownamerica.com. Check out the research. Check out the numbers. Super, super crucial. Number two, check me out at thinkrealty.com. There's a reason that I have a face for radio, and they only keep me online at thinkrealty.com. Make sure you go there. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the landlord helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Welcome back. I'm Abby, and my guest today is Greg Rand, founder and CEO of Own America. We've been having quite a lively discussion about where 2018 is going to lead us in the real estate market, specifically single-family rentals. He's a single-family rental guy, and I suggest that you start taking a look at SFRs for your own wealth generation. It's really important that that we start understanding what that means. There are far too many real estate investors that I know that will either flip, or they'll create a job for themselves inside of their real estate business, and then they'll wonder, this kind of isn't what I signed up for. Well, it's because we're not paying attention to our cash flow. We're not paying attention to building a business. So please consider this an open suggestion to take a look at building a business with single-family rentals. It's liquid. It makes sense. You get the income. You get the depreciation, equity appreciation, and leverage. Can't say that fast enough, but you know what? It spells the word ideal, and quite frankly, I think SFRs are ideal for any portfolio. That being said, before the break, we're talking a little bit about, does it make sense to invest in secondary markets if there's too much activity in primary markets? So for example, Atlanta's a primary market, Augusta is considered a secondary market. If there's too much activity in Atlanta, does it make sense to focus on Augusta while Atlanta and the people in Atlanta are doing their thing? Greg, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of zigging when other people are zagging. Now, not just for the purpose of being contrarian, okay? I mean, you want to make smart decisions, but when you go into some of these major markets, and a lot of our clients, you know, all the big institutions are clients of Own America, they buy portfolios off our platform. But they've got thousands and thousands of houses in those markets. And so that you're like David dancing on the dance floor with a bunch of Goliaths, right? And that can be a dangerous place to be. But the fundamentals that drew them into Atlanta, for example, or Charlotte or Nashville or Dallas, there are cities nearby that have a lot of the same fundamentals as those cities that have a lot of the same things going for them that aren't necessarily yet overly populated by the big guys, okay? And so some people aren't worried about that, and everybody should have their own strategy. But if you're the kind of person that it seems to make sense to you to go to where you're not competing with institutions for tenants, and you're not competing with institutions for acquisitions, a place like we just recently put something on our platform. I think it's already sold, and it was in Albany, Georgia, which I never heard of before. I love this job because I'm introduced to places I never heard of before frequently, and then I get the chance to go in and look at them closely. And any population center in the state of Georgia is going to enjoy some of the similar fundamentals of Atlanta, namely massive migration coming out of the Northeast and the upper Midwest. And so it's happening here, too. And the difference is the price points. You know, where Atlanta, you're talking about $150,000 to $200,000 price points, roughly $150,000, we'll call it, for a typical three-bedroom, two-bathroom house in a decent school district. I'm looking at Albany, Georgia, and they're in the 50s and 60s and 70s
mm-hmm.
in terms of the price points. And so the rents as a percentage of the price are higher. And so the yield is a few points higher in Albany, Georgia than it is in Atlanta. So that's that idea. Like, I encourage a lot of people to look around at maybe places that you've got some familiarity with, where, like, as a kid, my family went to vacation in Sanibel Island, Florida, all right? Mainland is Fort Myers, Florida. It's getting to be somewhat well-known, but it hasn't been well-known for a lot of years to a lot of people. So you could jump into Orlando and Tampa as major investment markets, and you wouldn't get hurt doing that, but you also might go down and take a look at Fort Myers and Lee County because you're not going to be crowded out by the big guys. And that's a very simple way to sort of look for something slightly outside the main target where you get to enjoy the same
Absolutely.
Benefits as the main target without the crowd.
No, I completely agree. I mean, I think if you're looking at primary markets, right now the rule of thumb is you should be getting 1% of your total all-in price in rent. Right. So if my all-in price acquisition plus renovation is $100,000, that means I should be expecting between $1,000 and $1,200 a month every single month for rent. But like you're saying, if you go to Albany, I mean, you can even go to like Noon in Georgia, for example. It's secondary market. But guess what? You can expect between 1.8 and 2% of your all-in costs. So if very similarly, if your acquisition and renovation, your all-in cost is $100,000, then you're getting between, you know, 15 to 18 a month in rent. Or the inverse happens where your cost decreases, your rent may stay the same, but that's a higher yield. So I'm listening to this and I'm thinking to myself, all right, I'm a new real estate investor. What do I need to be doing right now to take advantage of some of these markets? Do I need to network? What do I need to do?
Well, you know, the first answer is a boring one, and that is save money. Going into these situations where you're going in thin with a minimal amount of down payment, that puts you at risk. You know, a couple of the keys to real estate investing successfully is being able to ride out any kind of an unexpected storm, whether it be some kind of price declines like we had 10 years ago. I don't expect those, but that's the kind of thing that if you had your cash flow,
yeah,
and your loan balance was low enough that your cash was covering your expenses, you could ride that storm out without much worry, and you would have done fine. You just had to ride it out. The people who get nailed are the ones that come in and buy into this idea that you can buy with no money down or very little money down. Maybe you can, but a tenant walks out on you, or if a tenant doesn't pay the rent for a couple of months and you have a little trouble getting them replaced, you all of a sudden are gushing red ink, and you don't need that. So
completely agree with you.
I've got people who are so eager to start today, and I say the minute you put a dollar in a coffee can, you've started, okay?
Yeah, that's
start
right.
Saving your money, start doing your research, start getting comfortable with it, but wait until you can put down 30%. This is my advice. It may not be everybody out there agrees, but wait until you can put down at least 30% to buy something if you're doing a buy and hold, so that you've got the staying power that you're going to need. But consider yourself starting the minute you get committed to it, the minute you start saving, the minute you start doing your research.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. If you're just tuning in, we're closing up the show. We have maybe 2.5 minutes left. My good friend and guest, Greg Rand, founder and CEO of Own America. Greg, we have a lot in common when it comes to investing strategy and when it comes to our perspective of real estate agents and what they're doing right and, quite frankly, what they're doing wrong. Help me understand what your take is on what agents are doing right and what they're doing wrong. We have about a minute and a half.
Okay. Listen, I have a lot of love in my heart for real estate agents. They are unsung heroes sometimes. They don't get enough appreciation. However, when it comes to the investment market, they have been asleep at the wheel. They don't own enough property. They don't know enough about it. The leadership in the industry, the National Association of Realtors, I think does a major disservice to the investment sector. I think that their own data at the National Association of Realtors proves that investors turned the housing market around back in 2011 and 2012, and yet headline after headline is how investors are in competition with first-time buyers, investors are bad for the market, et cetera, and it's nonsense. And I'll tell you why it's nonsense. They are the home ownership business. That kind of encapsulates what's wrong with their mindset when it comes to investing. They're in the home ownership business. If a unit gets bought by you or me or one of your listeners as an investment, they think their industry has lost something because the unit has gone not to a home buyer but to an investor. And what I would ask them is, why shouldn't a tenant get to live in that house? Why should only somebody who can afford to buy a house and get the credit to get a mortgage have a chance to live in that safe neighborhood in that good school district? Investors are providing the housing stock. In other words, if NAR is going to point to the little guy and say, oh, the poor first-time buyer, I have a little guy in mind, the person who can't even be a first-time buyer yet, and they want to be a renter, but they don't want to live on the busy street. They don't want to live under the high-tension wires. They want to have a good house. Investors are willing to buy those houses. The industry should support investors because housing is housing. Whether you own it to live in it, whether you own it to rent it out, and whether you live there as a tenant or a buyer, you're a person, it's a house, it's good for the overall economy, and the industry should get behind it or get the heck out of the way, one or the other.
Now, I'm with you on that, and considering that the majority I'm not going to say the majority, a good chunk of all real estate transactions nationwide are done by investors, why not get behind it? Right. Why not get behind it, create the intelligence, create – yeah.
20% of all the transactions. That's a million – according to NAR, a million transactions a year. You do the math, that's about $4 billion with a B, $4 billion in real estate commissions being generated every year to the members of the National Association of Realtors. I think they could just say thank you instead of getting in the way.
That's a good lesson to be learned. Greg, I appreciate you coming on the show. Listen up, Think Realty listeners. We have a lot of information available for you on thinkrealty.com, and so does Greg on ownamerica.com. Make sure you visit both sites and get all the information that you need to be successful in real estate. Want to shake my hand at some of these events? You know what? Come on out. Go to thinkrealty.com. We're going to be in Dallas, Irvine, Baltimore, and a bunch of other locations this year. Come on out. Let's do it. See you next time. See you tomorrow.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Biz Talk Radio.